We'll call the City of Hamburg special final budget meeting to order.
Oh, okay.
You got your packet in front of you.
So basically, one thing I want to point out is I think last meeting we talked about that LGA was in the budget. It is not. So that's $75,528 that we can account for. Kind of a couple methods we can do is put it in the budget, work our way that way, or keep it out of the budget, see where we want to be, you know, percentage-wise, and then look at what we have left. I mean, there's a couple options we have here that we can go through. So basically, with adding that in, I made all the adjustment for wages, insurance, and there was only one other spot I found that maybe we could take out, and it's on page 5, under the public works, streets, is equipment and capital outlay. There's $3,000 in there.
But we've got money set aside in there anyway, right?
Right. I mean, that was one of the things we talked about. That was that stop sign. So that's the one thing I highlighted. But, you know, with the LGA money, it's... It, may not be a necessity to take out either, but.
Well, last year we didn't put the LGA money in. Did we? No. That was earmarked
for sure. We haven't for a while.
Yeah. I'm kind of
like
working without
it. I like working without it. That way we don't get hamstrung if we don't get it.
So right now, the way the budget's presented, there's a few other things I've looked at that we can, where we can take out. I'm probably looking at 30,000 to 40,000 for this roof. So that's kind of the ballpark figure I've gotten.
Have you gotten a rest in the back?
No. Okay. It just kind of gave me a verbal.
Yeah. Well, we got to go with something.
Yeah, we definitely have to do something. There's no doubt about it.
What is the increase at right now?
8.2.
And we're in the red. Page 1. Compared to 6.31 for transit. And what did we have in the paper?
12.
12? Legal I see you reduced, that's right.
Yep. Reduce the legal, change the streets, which we talked about at last meeting. I just kind of highlighted in red there the line item 136, the capital outlay, which is that speed limit sign, radar.
Well, the 3,000, I think you need to take out 1%.
No. So I was hoping to see where we could at least get 1%
a little bit. Well, we might have to combine a couple of smiles. I guess what you're going to do. Well, community hall, we got 49 here.
Yeah, and basically the breakdown of that is $34,000 for the roof, yeah. $7,500 for the wood flooring, and then paintings, $4,800. But then we're transferring in $6,600 from the hall renovation fund. Basically kind of closing that out and using those monies put towards some of those renovations. You know, one thing, I think 100 chairs coming. I have in there to replace another 100, but that's something, you know, worst case scenario that could be taken out to line item 192. There's 1,500 in there for chairs.
1,500.
Well, probably next year again, maybe the sportsman's club will be again. Mm-hmm. So maybe that could come up.
Good. Good. I'll take that out then.
We also could, if we wanted to work out of this program, we have the down and out. And use an idea like we did before. You know, take off the seal coating and crack sealing, and that's 30,000. That takes us down 6%. Well, more than 6%. Just those two items there, put them over on the wish list, you get the LG money, you can do it. Probably a 90% chance we can get the LG money. The only question we have then is, if we put it off a year, does it put us, you know, on the balance?
I don't know if I take that out. I mean, then if you drop it 6%, that'd be like 2.2% increase.
That's or we could, you know, if we were looking to increase at a certain dollar or a certain percentage, should say. You know, let's say I'm just complaining, let's say 4% we want to increase the budget by. Then we just take whatever the difference is between the 8.2 and the 4%. And it would hold whatever it is, and that could be...
Put it towards future capital, yeah. You know, like streets. And
it could be the crack ceiling and part of the seal. Just so that it makes them 4% equal.
Jeremy, what's that $3,250 for supplies and parts under Public Works?
What line item?
138.
Let's see, 138.
That's a little $3,000 increase.
Yeah. I think that, equipment, let me look in the QuickBooks and look to see why.
Is that part, generator?
I usually take a line item. I won't put that in the streets though. I think what it was is, might have doubled up here. I meant to take that out. Yeah, the capital outlay should come out. Then the supplies and parts, that would be the sign, the radar sign.
And that's a $3,000?
Yeah, that would make more sense.
No, that's 136, that's 138.
Yeah, but I think it got added in both. You know, because that's 3,000, and normally 250 is what we've had budgeted, so reduce that to 250.
Reduce it to 250 again?
Yeah. Because we already have the 3,000 accounted for in capital outlay. I think I moved it to equipment and capital outlay and didn't take it out of supplies and parts. Good catch.
And then where's the, we were talking about Greg wants a generator for down at the shops.
Yep.
Where's that?
That is, thank you. It is bullet point 9. So it is in general government buildings, equipment and improvements, line 91. So if you go to page 7, that'll break down bullet 9, which is general government buildings, 3,000, and the generator, 1,000. Yeah.
And how much, what line number is that? Generator on page 7?
Bullet 9.
91 line.
For $3,000?
$1,000.
Okay, it says $3,000 there.
Yeah, for general government building improvements is $3,000 slash Honda portable generator. $1,000. I'll put $1,000 there to make it clear.
Because I all I see is a $3,000.
Yeah, it's not on that page, but it's in the budget for $4,000.
Because I was just out of Shopko, for example, and they have a 3,500 watt generator out there for $299.
Right.
You can go Northern Tooling Equipment, or you can go up here to Mills Fleet Farm, and I mean, generator puts out 110 volts, 60 cycles. It's just a matter of capacity. So
yeah, it don't have to be 1,000. It's just you know, I know Honda. They're about
Honda
1,000.
More money.
Yeah,
quieter.
But you know, like you said, Ryder doesn't know the difference. And we were talking originally about $2,000 for a generator. That just, you know, seems to be out of sight compared to you can get them for
$300 or $500. No, correct.
The 4% thought, is that going to bite us in the butt on the road? Okay. Years ago, they hardly raised it at all or whatever, and then we were trying to catch them. Mm-hmm. Pretty drastic.
And then the other thought would be, how much are we transferring out again of capital to do with the halt?
66, 33 or something, let me see. Yeah, 66, 63.
You think you're 75?
Yeah.
I hate to go too long. Rather, I don't like paying taxes, but they're inevitable. 5.5, 5, 6, that, I think, you know, the community would not talk on because they see that some of the neighboring ones. I think Norwood went to like 7, 7, 8.
One thing we're probably, you know, it's always hard to say, but looking at it right now, we're probably about $20,000 to the good this year because of the street project. So there are those monies that leave a little wiggle room too.
We got $3,000 that was a mistake. So then you're looking at 7 more.
Oh, right. Yeah.
7 more we could probably budget out from the grant ceiling or the.
Is that the professional? on that.
Or if you wanted, you could just take.
Or we had, yeah, we took the 15 out for chairs too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's 45.
That's 1%.
So you just need to double that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to work. So,
what did Jeremy put into the contributor for?
What are all? There's
16's in there.
We got 34 here.
Yeah, 22, that's for the shop repairs. That have to be done next spring.
All around roof, 34.
Yeah, hall, but we're talking community center here now, this roof.
16,000 in the roof.
I think I kind of like Chris's concept, Stan, with the, we've kind of taken LGA and earmarked it for streets, street improvements. My thing would be is to take the, you know, take the street improvement monies out. I can make an asterisk that LGA money will be used for street improvements in 2017.
And 4,500 out of that is going to be that bad.
Yeah, because we'll have 66,000 running over, so 75, so if we get the extra 9 grand, we put the 9 grand back in the general fund, which would make up for the things we're stripping out.
Mm-hmm. Well, not even, because that 3,000 was an extra.
Right. And the 1,500 you can run with the resume is an extra too, so you could end up.
Plus, yeah. Plus the generator, if that comes in, that's still a bigger cost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it wouldn't be replenishing that much back. $4,500. I don't think it's a big deal.
What would be wrong with storing the generator that we have to the lift station instead of storing it at the water plant, storing it at the garage? Because it's never going to be used at the water plant, but if it's stored at the shops, then if there's a problem there, they can plug into that generator, open up the garage door.
Well, I think he keeps it there just because it's easier to access, especially in winter, because of that.
Yeah, back in the end.
That ramp. I mean, that would be my assumption. I don't know. I'd have to double check with Greg to see if. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing.
The whole backup is too long. But it is an idea. If you need it, if it's down there, you can use it there first.
Right.
Open the door and take it. You're not going to spend $20,000 for a toilet left. Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is get the original, get the initial snow off of there. It'll be off.
Sometimes the time of essence is longer. I guess it's up to the council, isn't it? I mean, we're only talking maybe $500. You know. And 10 to 1, that doesn't, you know. It's just a little portable one. It doesn't have to be wheeled in a kitchen. Could be used for other things too, maybe down there. You know? So, I mean, Greg can be just a little more discreet with the money. You know, spend $400 or $500 and get what we need. It doesn't take much to run the structure or anything. I just think that all the $4,500, we're going to take it out of the streets and put it back in.
You know, if we took $10,000 out and just, or take the line item for crack sealing out, which would be $10,000, if we did that, that would leave us with 5.94%. And like I said, once we get the LGA, then we can, you know, since we're earmarking basically LGA into, you know, future capital.
Right, but we don't have to take that full 10, do we? Because we got that 3.
Well, just saying if you wanted to get down to 6.
Yeah, but we got 4,500 coming out already, so that would drop it down to 7.2. Right? So. The heavy decisions are coming, so.
Sam?
The big decisions are coming, so.
Just in time.
So that kind of gets wiped out because we had a net loss of 3,700. The way with when I added everything else in the budget. So that's why that kind of evens that out. That kind of kills that loss that we were looking at. And like I said, then if you just take the 10 grand out to keep it simple, you're at 5.94%. Yeah, sorry. Usually I point that out right away, but I didn't. Net loss.
Oh.
So if you look on page 6, you see it showed the budget as presented a net loss of 8,264. And then when you take them items out, it drops to 37.
But we're still dropping that one by 3 grand and 1,500.
Correct. Then the other thing kind of to look at is looking at all the other funds. You know, sewer's healthy. Don't think we really need to worry about sewer or stormwater. They're about holding their own. If you look at water, we're at water-wise, you know, they're running about 3,200 short.
That's because of the reader and everything we bought?
Yeah.
Well, that'll come back too again, so.
Yeah, I would have to think we, as we add them, that should come back.
This one here, you have a second.
Mm-hmm.
Page 12, under disbursements. You see the wages increase? Employee benefits 1%. Is that fair or is that?
Well, here's the hard thing with wages. It moves around every year because you don't always work, you know, put 30% in water, 30 in sewer. Sometimes you put 35 in sewer, so I take an average over 3 years to figure out what they've been doing wage-wise. Because if you look, you know, we budgeted 12.8 for 16. If you look in 2015, you know, you can see $14,000 is what we paid out. So going over and kind of taking an actuals average, that's about the amount of time Greg's been working water fund for allocating it. So that's why sometimes your wages will look skewed. So I always try to figure out on an average what percentage they use and allocate, figure out what we have in wages for the whole year and then allocate it to the funds.
And I guess there'd be nobody in a better position to figure that out than you and him.
Yeah.
So I guess whatever you come up with that.
You know, and it's not to say that it's going to be that either, because it can get skewed so easily if he works more in the park because of something versus in water, or, you know, nothing happens in water, that them numbers will be down, or we have issues with the water treatment plant, them numbers are going to be up. It's just really hard to pinpoint where our time's going to be spent. You know, because like there you can see, you know, we budgeted $11,000 for 2015, or it was actually $14,015. There's no exact science to a budget. It's all an educated guess. Which one?
192.
192. Yes. Yep.
Pardon?
Line number 173, you left in there right at the bottom.
Yep. You know, and that's something too. There's nothing earmarked for that, so. That can be taken out too.
I'd rather find something we can take out and not have to repay.
What did you have?
574, 332.
Yep, 332. Yep.
Now that's what you got. Right? On the paper. Mm-hmm. All right, 7 years. So if you go back to the totals on tax revenue revenues, that should be at the same number, right?
Total amount is 477,326. But that's the reduced. That's total for general, the general fund is 467,326. And then, for debt service is 10,000. You know, and that might be high. That's just for the seal coating and crack sealing.
Oh. So, you're taking that out, the crack sealing?
Well, we haven't.
Oh, I mean, that's what we talked about.
Okay.
And that's another 10,000?
Probably not. It's probably half that. But
we're not paying for 2015 street crackers there.
No. No. Okay. No, that's all. Anyway. That's all final.
That's probably what
it bothers me. Yeah, that's what mostly it was set for 16. And then also some of those costs, you know, that's built into that 10,000 is for a cost that will incur engineering fees for our 2040 comp plan too. So, and I don't know what those numbers are yet, but
I guess I'll just
we will incur, you know, some engineering fees for the seal coating, crack sealing. And then we'll also have some engineering fees for the 2040 comp plan that we'll be doing next year.
Yes, I'm just looking for some money, so put that in
there. Oh. Make note of that. Comp plan.
Safety's gone up 30,000 from last year.
Two?
One, I'm sorry. 128 on the total from 16 to 17.
Yeah. Yeah, and the majority of that was for, if you look at bullet 15, was 40.
Equipment, protective gear, yeah. Radio replacement, air packs.
Yep.
Where did the, you added somewhere for the better salaries for the meetings attended and training and stuff?
For council or?
FD.
FD, yeah.
Salaries?
Yep. There'll be
like 5170. Mm-hmm. That's projected.
Then? Yep, and then 5,000 for on call and 5,000 for training.
Shouldn't get that much.
No, shouldn't. But then we kind of be high numbers.
Right.
You know.
For natural gas, Jeremy, here on line 89. Under the general government, and then also line 116.
Yeah, and the difference is there is because sometimes we get credits when we have outages, so that's why you see them big variances with Excel. And it's hard to, there again, it's hard to predict what outages we're going to have or if we're going to have any credits. Or I usually try to do the budget without the credits. Mm-hmm.
As long as we're on that, you know, the lights that they're going to change, we've got any input on that or any monies for that?
No.
No? That's just with this changing.
Yeah, no. No. Okay. Yep.
And is it,
Excel will be doing that.
And the money for this office renovation, that's in here?
That's being monies used from the community center addition fund.
Is the city going to be getting any of that money back from MediaCom and the joint partnership with Silverdale America? Or did you get that?
Yeah, but you're kind of limited what you can use. I'd have to check on the legality of the use of those monies.
Well, how much? We shouldn't just leave it sit there. You know, if we can spend it on something, do it.
How much is it amount to, roughly?
Probably $20,000-$30,000.
I mean, it's a shame to let it sit there. Use it. It has to be used.
But I think it has to be used certain.
Right, but we can think of stuff.
Upgrading this equipment, I think you could use it for.
Yeah.
We can use it for
video equipment if we wanted to record. Yeah, so. I don't think we can take that money and put in new sidewalks.
No.
Some of that money to put like a phone line and all this back here, what they're talking.
I don't know. Like I said, I'd have to.
Projector or whatever they're going to, I don't know what they're all dreaming up for that. Gotta do something elaborate, kind of.
Well,
back in their office back there.
No, they make the computer line get them up there.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Radio lines for communication.
Plug into your hub. There's no other source here.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you guys could access some of that stuff, but you can't really depend on that. And unfortunately, most funds we get back from you, I don't think you can use them for any of the items that we're kind of kicking around as far as eliminating out the budget.
No, I agree with that. There has to be somewhere. Media involved.
Yeah. You know, the other thing we got to look at, we probably got to add, you know, or take it out there too, and that LGA is used for roof repairs. So we're probably looking at having to add another $14,000 to the budget for community center roof here. We're probably looking at least $30,000 to do this roof.
But they've got some in reserve, is that true?
We do. Right.
It don't pay to have $200,000-$300,000 sitting away and not use it if they need it.
Right. So there are monies in reserves.
I mean, that's kind of what it's there for.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, not get the cost higher and higher and not withstand it.
Right.
Use it.
Right.
Yeah. So it's the city's money, taxpayers' money. So that's kind of the thing.
So you're saying that isn't in here? That 15,000 isn't in here?
Nope. So it'd be as simple as doing a transfer from.
So it'd be a wash.
Though. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to look at using reserves. It'll just be a transfer into the general fund. And, yeah. So it's not really going to affect the tax levy.
So, I think to make it simple, we need a $10,000 out of the street one. And the other money that we save pays for that loss. And get our total and where we can dissect this for tomorrow.
I think that'd be not a bad idea to correct some amount.
Sure.
And then it'll come back in anyway.
Yeah, and get LGA to come back in.
Yeah.
Sure.
And get our remaining monies into that, or refunds the capital fund that we took for 66.
66, and then the 14 for the roof or whatever, and then whatever's left over can be put towards, you know, put into streets for the next streets project, you know, or whoever the council wants to earmark it.
So then what does that bring the levy to?
5.94.
I like that.
You know, if we come down to that, we run up. I think with that budget at 5.94, not including LGA, you know, we show a loss of about 3,700, but like I said, I think we'll be 20 to the good this year.
$9.94, that's like gasoline, $1.99, it's only $2. Yeah. And so it's not 6%.
Then just one other thing to consider, you know, with the budget is like the water fund. I didn't give you the spreadsheet, but I have it. And if you go on your, if you go to your computer, you'll have it. And you can kind of break down and look at percentages as to what you would like to set the utility rates at. So it's under the utility rates tab. So like now, you know, to break, get to, for next year, to be about break even for water fund. You know, cause I think it'll be a year or two before we see any significant increase in usage with the new meters. Yeah, it's not in here, but it's, because it's just, you punch in the formula and it calculates everything for you. So like if you go 3% and then it'll tell you, it'll punch it in and tell you what the increase is and what your revenues are projected to be. So, you know, we're roughly, you know, looking, you know, about a 3% increase in water fund to kind of get to that even, break even point with the water fund. You know, and just one thing to note with that, you know, as you can see line item capital improvement, if we have that $19,680 each year that we put on there, $8 per billing for a new water tower. That money has a, you know, that's just basically an in out, so. And you can see there that we transferred out into future capital for water tower, so. Page 12. I see that one didn't print the number, so I have to work on that. No add number, so it's easier. Otherwise, like I said, the sewer fund's healthy. Stormwater, you know, that's about holding its own at current rates. And also is in there the fee schedule, so that's something to look at and consider for next council meeting too. And we have the public hearing at 6:45. 13th, correct. And what I'll do for next meeting is I'll make note here and I'll show the line item of transferring. Just across the board. You know, for, if you go 3% for water monthly fee and the per thousand, the capital at one touch. So if you're on that worksheet, Chris, and you just go down to water increase base fee, put 3% in base fee and per thousand, and it shows you, you'll get up to about 160,492 versus, and the projected expenses are 160,248.90, you know, that you can see down below. So it's kind of, that's what I use, so then that way you can see, you get both the percentage and what the dollar amount increase is. Well, they do, but I don't like to budget it because it's, say you budget it and no, nobody hauls water out. I mean, I don't know, it's not a, what do you say, typical line item, you know, it's a hit or miss type line item. Yeah, well, yeah, as you can see, if you look on there, let's sneak it to water. You know, we had $880 in 2015. Yeah. I guess I just consider it an added bonus.
My wages are down.
Yeah, it's because it's beginning of 2016, but everything in the budget is counted for $11.75 an hour. Oh.
And that's why we're here to ask questions.
Anything on your mind? Yeah, I agree. Do too is I'll add a tab and I'll just make a one tab to show the breakdown of all the city savings accounts. I'll add that in the budget so it's another tab. And then I'll make a few of these changes and get it to you tomorrow right away so you have it, and then council can look it over to, you know, finalize it on the 13th. And like I said, if you see some, or just shoot me an email or give me a call.
Anything else? A little homework on next Tuesday. Questions? I'm asked. So otherwise you'll get it all plugged in so it shows the final.
Yeah, 9-4, and yep, and I'll make all the changes and I'll show the transfer. And then I'll just make an ear, make an asterisk that LJ will be earmarked for 10,000 in seal coating, and then the rest for future capital improvement.
If there's anything else,
I move to adjourn the budget workshop.
Motion made and second to adjourn the budget workshop. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.